Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we have a discussion going on in the studio right now. It has me a little disturbed. Tori brought this up a couple days ago. She was talking about going to the store with her husband, and as they were going down the aisle, they saw a man who was digging deep into his drawers. He's trying to scratch his booty.
Yeah.
And Kato was very defensive of this man at the time.
No. That's not the reason. It's because now a woman's come out and said that she will always wear gloves when she's pumping gas because she saw the man in front of her scratch his butt, stick with his hand down his pants, and then grab the handle.
Matter of fact, let's play this little bit of that.
There's a cuss word in there.
Is it? I didn't have one.
Oh, well, you probably have
one. I don't know who needs to hear this, but please start carrying gloves when you are going to the gas station. I was at a gas station not long ago, and I witnessed with my own two eyes a man at the pump in front of me reaching into his pants and aggressively scratching his and using that same hand to grab the pump to put it back. Ever since I saw that, I've never been the same.
I'm on her page here. I'm with her.
I am too, and it's surprising to me, Kato. You're like, it's no big deal. He probably was touching through his underwear.
All right, so how many times you take a shopping cart or a basket from a grocery store? You don't know what people did at their car when they dropped their groceries off.
All the more reason to wear gloves there.
I will say that I am good about my hand sanitizer, especially after I come out of a convenience store or a grocery store.
I'd rather have it at a gas pump than on a grocery cart because gas pump, that gas is going to kill the germs probably, right?
Well, supposedly hand foot and mouth is going around right now, the upstate. Just FYI.
Don't put your foot in your mouth.
Well, I talk for a living, so that's what I do.
I heard, I guess scratch butt fever's back, huh? Because everybody's doing it.
Is that song?
Yeah, I saw a guy on an airplane doing it. He was like just sticking his hand down his bottom and then sniffing. I'm like,
oh, now see, that's just gross.
Yeah.
You don't want to sniff it.
Yeah.
Now, what if they're on the top of their underwear? They're not actually
underwear. Underwear are thin, man. Too thin.
To scratch the outside.
Especially those old ones.
You've seen Tom in here before.
What?
Adjusting.
And then he's pressing buttons over there. But you know, whoever comes and runs is this board after.
I made gloves.
Wait, guys do that all the time. I don't understand that. No. Why y'all adjust it? I've never seen a woman walk down the street and be like, let me adjust real quick.
No. Well, you adjust your bra stuff all the time.
Well, that's not gross.
But you're not reaching down like inside. The underwear part.
The backside? I mean, people have just lost their minds. Well, you don't put your hands down your pants.
You know, guys have to.
They don't have to.
Sometimes you have to.
Sometimes
things get in the wrong position.
Yeah.
Cut off circulation.
Well, then jiggle your leg. I can't.
Well, I've seen women do that, like pull out like on a hot day in the summer at the baseball park or something.
Is that what's happening? Everybody, yeah. Everything's sticking?
Or she's getting money or a credit card out of her bra or something.
Get that dollar bill out and shake the sweat.
Y'all are lucky we don't carry our wallets down the front of our pants.
That's true, yeah.
I got to tell you, you know the little baby Jesuses that we have? I bought some, so I've been passing
them
out.
They're real tiny, about, you know, not even an inch high.
And it says, like, Jesus loves you.
It's like everyone needs a little Jesus in their life.
Yeah, so I was at Hall of Fame. I see a friend of mine, and I handed her one. I said, you know, little baby Jesus in your life.
Yeah.
She sent me a picture later on Saturday and said, well, I found baby Jesus in my bra.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
I said, well, that's a happy baby Jesus, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, now.
Oh. I'm like, honestly, how did she lose that?
I think she just had a safe place to put
him. She wanted to put him next to her heart.
There you go.
You know how you see the memes where Jesus is like leaning over in the picture and he's like, I know you don't floss. And it's got the face of Jesus.
Yes.
He was doing it out of the bra.
I just surprised you're so defending of this, Kato.
I'm more or less calling this girl a weirdo.
Okay.
All y'all weirdos.
Well, because she was just minding her own business at the gas pump, and somebody before her is scratching and putting her hands down her pants and scratching.
Right.
So she's weird for like.
Like if he'd have scratched on the outside, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you go digging down inside your pants,
there's so much we don't see.
I don't want to see.
There are probably a ton of restaurants in the upstate that are nastier than you think that you probably still sit and go in and eat because you don't know what we don't see.
But what happened to everyone? I mean, were we always this gross, or did like COVID make us realize everything is gross?
I don't know, but I now want to know what's in that 13 herbs and spices or whatever, the secret recipe. whatever restaurant, it's got a secret recipe.
11 herbs and spices.
Is it 11?
At KFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
it doesn't
want
have anything to do with that.
I know.
Well, just think about the special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
pickles. I don't want that either. Yeah.
It's not Kato, pickles diced up.
Kato's, he's just exaggerating.
I don't understand. Yeah. To me, just because you think it might go on and we don't see it, why would you still be okay when you do see it?
I'm not okay with it. I'm more just hating on this woman because everybody has to whine about everything these days. Oh, my God. And I have to wear gloves and look like a freak.
Gosh, he just stuck his hand in his crack of his butt, and I'm whining about it.
That's more normal than wearing gloves at a gas pump.
See, I feel like that's the weird part.
Now
why
my butt
are people
itches.
So okay doing things like this in public? Be weird at home like we used to be.
I'm with you, Tori. I don't get it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I've got four sneaky things you might not realize are bad for the environment.
I don't care.
Oh, I think you do, Tom.
I really don't.
Four sneaky things that are bad for the environment. Okay, well, somebody might care. Let's see if you think these are even bad for the environment. For example, they say straws. In the U.S. alone, we use 5 million of them every day.
Let's take a vote. Anyone care?
Nope.
That's over 180 billion a year. Then they end up in the landfills or the oceans, and then the turtles get their necks stuck in that, which is even worse.
Not their necks. They're stuck up their nose.
Yeah.
You had me there for a second.
Oh.
It's... What?
That's the kind of crap people make up and then people spread it around.
It's not that I don't care, but it's like when you see how much waste we just regular people actually do use versus these big companies, and it's always on us to use the crappy straws.
Mm-hmm.
It's always on us to cut back, but never these big companies. That's when I'm like,
I put my straw in the garbage can. I don't put it anywhere near turtles.
Well, you know, it goes like, if you mentioned, Tom, about celebrities that say, you know, hey, we need to watch our
carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they're flying around in private jets. They're mm-hmm. they're
all right.
They're running air in their
so you don't care about that
mansion. No.
Do you care about if a straw has one hole or two holes?
Yes.
There's an argument going on online about that as well.
Huh.
There's a debate about that. One hole or two holes for a straw. That's a whole different topic. Let's move on. These are the sneaky things you might not realize are bad for the environment. They say Bitcoin. Like, the problem is with the cryptocurrency, it's the way it's mined. Computers have to use a ton of processing power to solve complex math problems. That's how that blockchain technology works. And so it's tons of electricity that it takes to do that. It's actually wasting it.
So they're coming on Bitcoin for the electricity, yet they want us to get electric cars.
Mm.
Yeah,
so
but
they're not trying to save the environment. It's all a scam.
Well, it's a way to make money.
Get them. Yep.
Okay, so y'all don't care about that either.
This is also true of AI. AI places use a ton of electricity, too.
All right, here you go. They got four sneaky things here. So far, two of them you don't care about. Glitter.
You leave glitter alone.
A little glitter bomb right there.
You got moms that come after you.
It ends up in the water supply, and fish eat it, so it's bad for the same reason as those microbeads they put in the body wash for exfoliating your skin.
I thought those don't disintegrate.
Well, the government put a partial ban on the microbeads not long ago, but we probably won't ban glitter anytime soon. So, so glitter's going to be here for a while.
Do y'all remember those little bath beads? They were gel and small, and they would burst in the bath.
Right.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the whole point.
Oh, I got that.
Well, just remember. Sorry.
They got those big ones, too, like that you put in
there. Bath bomb.
Yeah, bath bomb.
Yeah. Fun.
Put that in your cup of coffee. It's kind of like the hot chocolate ones that you have during the Christmas season.
Those are good.
So you don't care about glitter either?
No.
Okay.
Right. I love glitter.
Here you go. Four sneaky things that are bad for the environment. Final one is two-day shipping from Amazon.
I hardly ever get it in 2 days.
Shopping online is better than going to the mall because you don't burn all that gas getting there. But two-day shipping forces companies to send out delivery trucks before they're full, so they have to use more gas.
And you know what's terrible? They'll say, do you want it all shipped on the same day to save the environment? And I'm like, I don't. Yeah. I feel bad about it, but I don't do it.
Well, you might need a box. I'm tired of this. You know, I saw a video on social media, and the guy goes, you know, you go through the grocery store, and there's, you know, the plastic bag to put your vegetables in.
Yeah.
You know, your meats come in plastic, and everything's in plastic bottles, plastic this, and then they want to take away your plastic bags.
I know. Like, that's going to make a difference.
Again, it's the big companies that probably pay the government, and they come down on us and want us to change.
And then they give us paper bags for those runny meats, and then it falls out the bottom of it. I'm tired of this. Give me some plastic to waste.
I don't know about you guys, but I am helping the environment. I always reuse my birthday bags and Christmas bags I get every year. It's like they just go back and forth from family to family.
I reuse Christmas and birthday cards. You just have to change the name.
Just scratch your name out.
Yeah, scratch out mom and put potato.
See, you are helping the environment.
I try.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You ever think someone is lying to you, but you just can't quite prove it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Sometimes you're sitting there wondering, is this person lying to me? Are they telling the truth or not? Well, there are some signs that you can look for to see if someone is lying to you. Now, there's no foolproof, sure way to do it, but some of these signs, if you're already suspicious, may help you out.
Okay.
They say that eye direction can affect it. If they are looking to the right a lot, they're making stuff up. If they're looking to their left, they're actually trying to remember.
Oh.
Apparently, you go to your creative side to make up a story, but if you go to the left, then you're kind of looking for facts.
I wonder if that's my right or my their left or my...
Theirs.
Okay. So, also, I heard if your pupils, if they get bigger or something, it's harder to detect, but...
It's not in this.
A friend of mine's a counselor, he says... They can tell, like, when someone's lying, if their pupils are bigger or smaller one. I don't know which one that is.
Long pauses. Liars may stall or repeat your question to buy time. I see them repeat the question a lot. You know, be like, well, what do you mean by that? You wondered where I was last night? And it's just giving them time to think up a story. Voice changes. Listen for higher pitch or a breathless tone. This is often caused by the stress of telling the lie.
What is a breathless tone?
Like, well, I don't know what happened last night.
That sounded breathy. It's very breathy.
Fidgeting. Unfortunately, this means all elementary school children are liars. But then again, that's probably true. Being nervous and fidgeting when you're telling the story. If someone doesn't normally do that and suddenly they seem fidgety, that can be a sign they're telling a lie. Hmm. On the other hand, some people have a poker face and they remain completely still while lying to avoid giving anything away. Now, the thing with that one, again, it depends on what they normally do. If they normally are animated and all of a sudden they're super still, that can be a sign of someone telling a lie.
And that is if you do know them, though.
That's true.
I watch Dateline and the police will interrogate the person and they don't know them.
But right.
It's funny because I'll notice things that they say and I'm like, oh, they're lying.
Yeah,
I can tell by that. Right. Right.
Definitely. They say eye dancing. If their eyes are all over the room, that's a sign of panic when someone is caught in a lie. And you've seen that before. They look, it's almost like they're searching for a way to escape because they're trapped.
It's their eyes dancing right there. It's like dancing with the stars. You're a good liar.
They say a forced, lifeless smile can also be a sign that someone is lying. Or they're a politician.
What?
Kato, you look like a scary character in a movie.
You look like the Joker from Batman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then they say too many filler words. If every sentence starts with or you know, or basically, that is also buying time to try to fill out their story.
I don't believe that one. Well, y'all do that.
Well, none of these by themselves is going to prove someone is lying. But if you look for these things together, it can give you an idea whether someone who is trying to sell a story to you or not. This can be handy when you're just asking, like, maybe your kids, like, where were you out last night? And they start exhibiting these behaviors, you can be suspicious.
There's also the overreactor.
That's
where you just ask them something simple and they blow up.
That's, yeah, like, overcompensation. I actually overlooked that one.
Uh-huh.
They puff up, act overly confident, or get very dramatic whenever they're caught in their lie.
And then they'll blame it on you.
Yeah.
That's gaslighting.
You're the problem.
But fortunately, we don't do any of these things when we tell our stories here on the show.
Not at all. We have a great poker face, don't we?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, this is kind of interesting, especially if you are a movie lover. The average person does this 4 times a week. That is, recite like a famous movie line.
Wow.
Now, most of the movie lines that we recite are older. There are some new ones. I'll see if you guys know those or not.
Because they're not making any new movies.
They
just remake them.
Yeah. Now, the one that does a lot of, movie lines in here is Tori.
Thank you.
Yes.
Frankly, I don't.
Well, that's the older ones. You look at them, even the list. I did some research on it. A lot of them are older, but it's like Toto, I've got the feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. You know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
I thought you were going to do the new ones.
I'm going to in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying these are some that people still use, but you'll see May the Force be with you. Some are even, they're made into memes. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jaws.
Just Jaws? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm your father.
Jerry Springer.
I saw that one. Yeah. You know, but people keep saying, Luke, I am your father, but it's not exactly what he said.
I am your father.
Yeah, they had it wrong.
Bond, James Bond.
James Bond.
Yeah.
I never watched any James Bond movie.
Yeah. And then, why so serious?
I know it's...
What?
Joker.
Yes, a Joker from The Dark Knight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people might think that was Jim Carrey.
I was going to say Jim Carrey.
A lot of times, you know, Jim Carrey. He has some good ones, though, don't he?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah. That's from The Mask. You can't handle the truth. We say that a lot in here while the songs are playing.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A few good men. I'll be Bach. And then I See Dead People.
I See Dead People.
I'll be Bach, Terminator, I See Dead People from The Sixth Sense. Now, let's see if you know some of the, I guess, more current ones that people are saying that they recite. See, these are some of the movie lines. I had a couple from Samuel L. Jackson, but I can't repeat those on the radio.
I know they're on the plane. The snakes are on the plane.
And he wants to get them off.
Yeah. But that was one that people mentioned. I'm not familiar with that one.
Snakes on a plane?
I know the movie, and I'm not familiar with the saying.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. I've heard that one.
Okay. Yeah. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. That's the first rule.
Well done.
Yeah, sorry about that. But what movie is that from?
Fight Club.
I guess I shouldn't have the title.
You know, I think that was a really good movie because it certainly threw me for a loop at the end.
I read something online that says that whenever they made that movie, they went to the Cannes Films Festival and Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, they got booed for the movie. But Brad Pitt turned to Edward Norton and said, "That's the best movie I'll ever make."
Oh, wow.
And it's definitely held up over time.
It has.
Well, average person, actually, 4 times a week will recite a famous movie line. These are the more current ones right now. So, Tom, maybe you know this one. What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I have no idea.
What's the most? You talk about this movie quite a bit because you love that scene. What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I think you're confused.
No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
The coin toss.
Right. Uh-huh. I don't remember that quote.
Okay. All right. You've shown me that scene a couple of times here because you like that scene.
I like that movie, but I don't recognize that quote. It's not a quote that I use.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I just have no idea what you're talking about.
No, that was not a movie quote. Okay. I live my life quarter mile at a time.
Guessing something with drag racing.
You're close.
I was thinking football.
You're getting close. Fast and Furious.
Which one? There's like 700.
The first one.
Oh, okay.
First one, yeah. I live my life quarter mile at a time. Oh. All right, see if you know this one. Whoever said Orange is the New Pink was seriously disturbed.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
My name is Elle, and this is Bruiser.
Do you know any more quotes from Legally Blonde?
Probably. Oh, don't stomp those lassies and Prada shoes at me, honey. That one. We say that all the time at the house.
That's a good one. Okay.
That is a good one. That's cute.
This is Sparta.
300. With my man, Gerard Butler.
That's not that new.
I've never seen it.
These are from the past. These are the top ones they said from the past 25 years.
Oh, I thought you were giving us the new ones now.
Well, there's really no new ones. No one's making movies, or there's no new movie quotes that people are latching onto because people are watching less movies. Now, there are some like with sitcoms and stuff that people do. So, my precious...
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Just kidding. Yeah. The Ring is the scary movie.
Yeah.
7 days.
Okay.
She's a cat, I guess.
Here you go. Gretchen, stop trying to make Fetch happen.
That is so Fetch. Mean Girls.
Explain that one, because I've not seen that movie, and I probably should sit down and watch it.
It's like British slang. It's really catching on. That was also part of the quote.
Okay, but what is that?
What is what?
Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
That's what she says, because Gretchen keeps trying to make Fetch happen. Like, she'll say, oh my gosh, that is so Fetch.
Oh.
And then Gretchen is like, Gretchen, okay. I mean, Regina.
I gotcha.
I got confused.
All right. Here's one for you. I'll try to do the accent.
Okay.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money.
I love that movie.
But what I do have is a very particular set of skills.
Yeah. Taken.
Taken, yes.
They're going to take you.
That was my Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome, Academy.
That's good.
Okay, and then what did I save? The last one. Here you go. Movie line. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Oh, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy. There you go.
Anchorman. Oh, yeah.
You're pulling these movies out I've never seen.
I love Lamp.
This is what the internet had, the top lines, I guess. So they're getting worse as we continue on. I mean, I'll continue to use I'll Be Back from The Terminator.
None from Dumb and Dumber? We quote that almost daily.
Well, I thought immediately of, you've got a baby in a bar from, what was that?
Oh, it's Reese Witherspoon. Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes. Sweet Home Alabama, yeah. Yeah.
You got a baby.
That one was not
in a
mentioned.
Bar. Yeah, because I've actually said that to a friend of mine who had her baby in a bar.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.